Your advice single-handedly broke up my marriage. You're an awful person.
You're 24 years old. Why would I listen to you? Why would you be giving therapy and advice to people who clearly need it? It doesn't make any sense, Ari. This is a horrible idea.
You're listening to Unlicensed
Therapy with Ari Manis.
You don't say the N-word, and you're not okay if any of us use it either, so you're trying to control our speech.
I don't want to control your speech, but I don't want to be associated with you dropping a hard R.
What if we say ahead of time, Sarah doesn't associate with us saying the N-word? Then can we say it, or still no?
Still no.
You're like my mom.
I know. I am like your mom.
What if there was a black person in here and he gave us all a pass?
Do I know the black person?
No, stranger. But he's really black.
Stranger.
Would that help?
I don't think a black person would give you the pass.
But if they did, hypothetical scenario, there's a super black, dark black guy in the control room.
One of
the darkest guys we've ever seen.
Right. And he says.
And he goes, you guys can say it if you want. Well, I'm here.
If you want. I feel like and you get your ass beat.
No,
you say it, he gives you permission, and then he beats your ass. He's been waiting for this moment his whole entire life.
No.
In
this hypothetical scenario, he means it. He goes, you guys say it, please. I like it when it's said.
No, that's not, it's not possible. Would you give a black person permission just to use the K word for dudes?
I don't care if anyone says that.
It doesn't bother me at all.
To me, it's all about intent. So if they say it trying to hurt my feelings, then I would care. But if they're just saying it for fun, that's fine.
Well, this is a really great way to start the podcast. Just like get into the hard-hitting questions.
I heard you're supposed to wait 10 minutes for these.
Yeah, I think you are. I think you're supposed to be nice until 10, and then you can start asking
the N-word. This is... segues into your question that you had.
I wanted to know, is there any topics that are off limit with you throughout the podcast today?
I mean, no, but if something comes up, I'll tell you.
Okay. That's fair. Do female comics make you go through any sort of hazing process as you're coming up in the comedy world? Are there bigger comics like, let's say, a Whitney Cummings or a Nikki Glaser that has been like, you have to do this if you want to be in the club?
No.
Okay, because male comics.
Lipstick on my teeth.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't notice. Sorry, I would have told you too.
It's part of my charm. Did I get it? No.
No. It's like on other side. Deeper inside.
Deeper?
Yeah. I don't see it. Am I blind?
You see it right? No, I don't even see it.
There. Is that my tooth gem or is it lipstick?
She has a tooth gem, you idiot. You fucking idiot.
What's a tooth gem?
That's a little lightning bolt that's on my tooth. He's like, you have lipstick on your teeth. I'm like, I'm a fun bitch. You know what I mean?
She's just a hot chick,
dude. I'm just a hot chick. You wouldn't get it.
These guys, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, hazing. When I'm coming up and I'm in the room with a bigger male comedian, they say, if you want to be here, you have to do so-and-so. Like one time I had to stand with one foot in the air the whole time. You've never had to do anything like that?
No. Who made you stand on one foot?
Bobby Lee, whenever I'm in the room with him, he makes me stand on one leg.
So that you can be accepted?
Just if I want to hang out in the room. He says, if you don't stand on one leg, I'm going to go get a manager and have you removed. Like from the main room.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he's done that like three times.
He wants you to be full flamingo when he's around.
Full flamingo.
When he's around, you have to be full flamingo for Bobby.
Yeah, and one time I didn't do it, I was like, he's messing with me. And I didn't do it, and he literally got the security guard and had me removed.
He can't have you removed.
He didn't ban me, but he's like, now you know I'm real, of being real.
I don't believe you.
Jonah, I told you the story.
I heard it.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Yeah. There was like 10 people in there. It was really embarrassing.
What else have they made you do?
What's something?
Female comics, they don't make you do things. Sometimes they just won't even acknowledge you.
That might be worse.
Yeah.
Dion Cole made me lift up my sleeve and he punched me as hard as he can. And he's bit, like he has.
And what did he say? I'm going to punch you?
He said, if you want to hang out in my green room.
No, he didn't.
I'm
going
to punch you in the arm.
No,
and I was
he
like,
didn't.
Are you serious? And I, that was my first time meeting him. That never happens to you?
I never like got that? Punched in the arm. Like, no. I don't go to the green room and Whitney doesn't give me a rug burn.
Yeah, no wedgies. Or
an Indian burn. Is that what they're called?
Indian burns, when, yeah, when you go like burn. That. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you can't say Indian burn. Yeah, I wonder what the kids call it now.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay. Everyone knows peeing in the shower is fine. Like, we all do it.
I've peed in the shower.
I bet you peed in the shower yesterday. If
no,
I were to
not
guess.
Yesterday.
Not even a dribble?
Not even a dribble yesterday. Yesterday was a pee-free day.
If someone says they don't pee in the shower ever, I don't believe them, typically.
I believe
you that you didn't do it yesterday, but you do it.
I've done it.
But frequently.
I've done it more than I want to admit. Yeah, sorry.
It shouldn't even be something that we don't admit. It's a totally fine thing to do. But if you're in the shower with a man, maybe post-fornication.
Yeah.
Is it okay if they pee in the shower while you're in it?
No.
Not okay at all. What if they drink a lot of water?
You can only pee.
They're hydrated.
You can only pee in the shower if you're alone. What if your dehydrated girl started peeing in the shower?
No, if they're hydrated.
But like, what if they need to go, do you want them to hold it? Like, do you just hold it?
No, bitch, dry off and pee in the toilet that's right next to the shower.
And then go back in? So you want them to get out, dry off, pee.
Yes.
Come back in.
If they're going to pee in there, it's going to get on your feet, the other members of the shower.
Yeah, the feet. And then you're in there, it rinses off right away.
No, Ari. What do you think?
I think if you let a man put his wiener in you, you should let a man pee towards the drain while you're showering with him.
Really?
And get his pee on your foot.
Yeah, and rinse it off right away if it splatters on your foot. What if he's dehydrated? That changes it. If he's dehydrated and it smells, that's gross.
But maybe he doesn't know he's dehydrated till he starts going.
It's a risk you should be willing to take.
I'm not.
If he's willing to take it, you should be willing to take it. What if it's a big enough shower where you could take a few steps back?
If it was like we had our
dual shower
our own shower heads.
Yeah, dual shower heads, but you're still no barrier.
That does change some things.
Okay.
Dual shower heads, that means the shower's bigger.
Yeah,
that means
it's a bigger
I can
shower.
Find a splash-free zone.
Yeah. Then are you okay with it?
Then I'm more open to it than regular shower.
Okay. What if it's a black male?
Either way, it
doesn't
matter.
Change it?
It doesn't change it.
Okay, that's fair. That's very progressive of you.
Yes.
Biggest goal right now. What's your biggest goal?
My biggest goal?
For the year. And yeah, this year, not next year.
A comedy special.
Hmm. Cool. Do you have that lined up?
I'm working on it.
Hell yeah.
The old I'm working on it.
Been there?
Yeah.
Been there. Me too. I'd like a comedy special. I'd like two specials.
Yeah, fuck it. Three.
I don't have material for two, but I'd like to.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
I'd figure it out.
Yeah. Do you ever hear voices in your head?
No.
Never?
Well, like, I narrate my own experience internally sometimes.
So you hear your own voice sometimes?
Yeah.
But you never hear other voices, other people's voices.
No, I don't hear other voices.
What about you, Rick?
I don't think so.
Are you asking if I'm schizophrenic casually
is
right
that
now?
If you hear voices, are you for sure schizophrenic?
Well, do you hear voices?
I don't know.
We find out Ari's schizophrenic.
He has voices for sure. This is unlicensed therapy.
Yeah.
Wait, so if I do hear voices, does that mean I'm schizophrenic for sure?
Depends on what the voices are telling you, but it's not a good sign. If you're hearing voices of people who aren't in this physical room with you right now, it's not great.
It's usually saying, if I were to have heard voices, it would be saying like mischievous things. Like,
go punch him in the face.
Like leave that piece of wood there so someone trips on it.
You have intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, but they're from black celebrities.
It's like Chris Rock.
Who? Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, sometimes Morgan.
No,
sometimes
you're lying.
Denzel.
You're lying. Denzel is not telling you to leave a piece of wood out for someone to trip on.
He has a couple times.
No.
Yeah.
Has Oprah?
Not Oprah, but who's that lesbian female
Gail?
Black comedian?
Oh, Wanda.
Yeah, Wanda talks to me sometimes.
Yeah. What does Wanda tell you?
She's a little more into sexual things. She'll say, like, pants that person.
Oh.
Slap their butt. Things like that.
And when you hear Wanda in your head telling you to grab someone's ass.
She's never said grab, but she's said, like, give that guy a good game slap.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of jealous. Happens to you? I would love to hear Wanda from time to time.
But does that mean I'm schizophrenic if that happens?
I don't know what it means. It's not a good sign if you're hearing voices inside your head. Are they all people that are notable celebrities? Or no. Are they like, sometimes it's like...
This might be racist, but sometimes it's just black people and I don't know who they are. But I know they're black from the sound of their voices.
In your head?
In my head. Is that racist to say?
No, it's not racist, no. But it's not crazy.
I appreciate the honesty.
Is it? Do you guys think I'm schizophrenic?
I think it means you're black inside.
My internal dialogue. It means you're it means that black people are on my mind a lot. At the least.
Are they black? Maybe your God is black and he's controlling your mind.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe God is black. If I'm the only one that, if you guys don't even have
God's
these voices.
Maybe God's a black woman. I mean, I don't want to get too crazy.
What are you the queen of?
Good question.
Thank you.
Clothes.
You're the queen of clothes?
I have a lot of clothes.
Are you a thrifter or what kind of?
I'm a thrifter, yeah.
Okay. What am I the king of, would you say?
I would say fashion after your big earring reveal. I mean, that's a risk not many are willing or able to take, Ari. Look at that little cross.
It's cool, though.
It is.
It's kind of one of those things when I saw it on the shelf of Claire's, I instantly knew that's me.
Really?
And then Denzel was like, get it.
And yeah, Denzel's responsible for the earring.
Denzel in my head was like, you need that.
Samuel L. Jackson told you to get a Kangol hat.
Me and Sam never have talked, but I'd like to meet him for sure. If a man.
Yeah.
And you were going to fornicate.
Mm-hmm.
And he took out butter to use as a lubrication. And he said, I have health issues. This is the only butter. Butter, melted butter is the only thing. It's warm butter. It's the only thing I don't have allergic reactions to. Do you mind?
Yeah, I don't want butter in my pussy.
Yeah, but he says, I looked it up. It's perfectly safe. We shower after. Totally fine. It's actually good for your skin.
I don't want to fuck with butter and then take a shower with a man who's going to pee in the shower next to me.
He won't pee. He needs butter is the only lubricant that works for him.
Well, why do we even need lubricant?
Good question. He really enjoys it. He goes, please, I need butter.
I don't want to do butter sex.
You're saying no.
Yeah, no.
What if you really like this guy?
I feel like
guy?
That's how you get an infection, dude.
I think
I
now
got fucked with butter and now I have like some weird
sorry to interrupt.
Bacterial infection.
I think now you do have lipstick on your teeth.
No.
On your front teeth. Your lips are moist today, huh?
There's a lot happening. Is it off?
Most of it. Yeah, it's good. I think on camera, you got to go no gloss because it reflects.
There's a lot happening.
Yeah.
Should I go take it off?
No, that's good. That's good. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, butter.
Dick butter.
No, there's kitchen butter that he uses.
Yeah, no, I'm not into it.
So a hard no. You'd say, please do not use that.
I don't want you buttering up your dick before you put it inside of me. It's weird.
What if this is a guy you've really liked for, you know, you had like a childhood crush on?
Maybe if it's my husband of 25 years and things are weird and like I don't want.
I feel like that's
things
when you'd
are
say
dire.
No.
That's then when I say, no. Say let's okay, fine, we'll try the fucking butter. I don't want to get the law involved.
Do you think camo hats are making a comeback?
No.
Do you think they could? What celebrity would have to be caught wearing a camo hat for you to be like, those are pretty cool?
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, yeah, he's a classic. What's the one, a Swiftie? What if Taylor Swift was wearing a camo hat?
I don't think so.
No. So you think Brad Pitt has more power to change fashion than Taylor Swift?
Well, Taylor Swift is a cult.
I don't agree. She's so mainstream.
But the people who fuck with her heavy, it's like their religion.
Yeah. That's fair.
So in that way, it's a cult. It's cult-like. Yeah, I guess Taylor Swift. But Taylor Swift wouldn't inspire me to go get a camo hat. Right.
But Brad Pitt might.
Brad Pitt, if I saw Brad Pitt in a camo hat, I might go get my boyfriend a camo hat.
Is Brad Pitt your celebrity crush?
I mean, he's not my celebrity crush, but I don't know if he's like number one.
Would, if Brad Pitt asked you out, do you think your boyfriend would give you a pass? A hall pass for Brad?
No.
No? No hall pass? No hall pass. I said piss. Hall piss. Would you give him a hall pass for anyone?
No, probably not.
What if it was your favorite female celebrity?
No.
Not.
Because I'd be pissed.
You'd be pissed? What if you could be in the room?
I don't want to cuck. I don't want to become a cuck.
Even for a celebrity? A favorite when you're a really talented person you're just a big fan of?
I don't know. Would you? Would you like to be a cuck and like while your girl sleeps with one of your favorite celebrities?
Does it count if I say yes to a female celebrity? Or it has to be a male celebrity?
It has to be a male celebrity.
Hmm. Okay. Who's my favorite male celebrity?
I don't know. I don't see this happening for you.
I think if I thought they weren't attractive, like if it was... If she really wanted to sleep with, and I'm a big fan of this person, so I'm not trying to be insulting. If it was like Danny McBride, I think I'd be like, yeah, sleep with Danny McBride.
It's not Danny McBride. In this scenario, it's not Danny McBride.
So it's a hot, ripped dude. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't want it.
I know you wouldn't want it.
But it's different for, I feel like women are more likely to be into being a cuck.
No.
No, that's sexist. Sorry.
Make note.
Most overrated hot celebrity that really isn't that hot to you? Someone who everyone goes, oh, that person's so hot. And you're like, I don't see it.
Okay. This one's hard.
Maybe like a...
Well, this person, is she even considered hot anymore?
Who?
Tara Reid.
Not anymore, but in her day, did you think she was hot?
No.
Okay, so that could be a good one. Tara Reid in her prime. Tara Reid.
Peak Tara Reid.
I think peak Tara Reid was beautiful.
You do?
Yeah.
Can I answer this one?
Yeah.
I don't think Harry Styles is all that.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
I love Harry Styles.
His music's great.
I was going to say, I think it's his talent that bleeds into it, for sure.
I think it's...
You got one, Will?
Do you think Adam Driver is hot?
No.
Okay, that could be one.
No.
I was going to say Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, yeah.
I don't think she's known for being hot, though.
I think she plays the...
Hot.
The girl, you know, the romantic interest in a lot of movies.
She's, like, cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda. At best.
Whoa, she's strong, cute. Strong opinions on Emma Stone. Well, she's not, it's not that to she's, you in your head.
Yeah, it's not that I think Emma Stone's ugly. I'm just like, you're having her being like the catch in the movie.
I get
like,
what
of
you
all
mean.
The actresses, she's the catch.
I get what you mean.
Yeah. If Emma Stone was single and I was single, I have the confidence with this earring to pull it.
With that earring?
Yeah, post-earring, I could pull Emma Stone.
Yeah. What's your opening?
Do you think my girlfriend's going to hate this topic?
I don't know.
Do you think?
We can move on.
I think she probably knows that you don't have a chance with Emma Stone.
No,
so
I'm saying she's
mind.
Not famous. I'm saying single, not famous Emma Stone.
Oh, not famous Emma
Stone. Yeah, I left
Emma
that
Stone.
Out. You're right.
I said
that in my head. Yeah.
Just girl next door Emma Stone?
Yeah, you do have a chance.
Like struggling actor?
Yeah.
Like
Emma Stone
that
never made it, never got a lucky break. Yeah, Emma Stone.
It's
a
dark
waitress.
Now. Like, moment of silence for the Emma Stone that never made it.
Yeah, in the alternate universe, Emma Stone slept in through that audition.
Yeah.
that gave her a break. Okay, I'd like for you to do a couple commercials for me, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Would you be okay with doing a couple ad reads?
Yeah, for me? Ad reads for you.
Because I feel like we're good enough friends to where we'll, you know, milk each other for that kind of thing.
Yeah,
can I milk you a little bit?
Can you never say ask if you can milk me again?
Yeah, not physically. Can I like with words milk you?
I don't know what.
I won't touch you. I won't touch you for the milking.
Verbal milking.
Yeah, can I give you some things to do?
Are these made up ads?
These are real businesses.
Okay.
I would like you to make ads for. I think I have three that I want to do. The first one is a domain I purchased. It's a classic. People have done ads for this one before, and I think you'd be a great addition.
What's it called?
Buffhomos.com.
Okay.
Yeah, have you heard of it?
No, but I can imagine.
Yeah, so it's just a great name that's available. We do have a homosexual in the room that could just okay it, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
I can say
just don't use like the F word.
I won't.
The gay F word, you mean?
Yeah, the gay F word.
Really? Does that offend you?
Yeah, I don't really love it.
Even when a woman says it?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't say gay F word. Buffhomos.com. I'm not going to give you any info about it, but yeah, just do like a quick, just ad for it, if you don't mind.
Okay. Are you rock hard and gay? Go to buffhomos.com. Discount code. I don't know.
Sarah.
Discount code Sarah. S-A-R-A. No H. That's discount code Sarah. S-A-R-A. No H.
Buffhomos.com. If you're rock hard.
Rock hard. Think?
You want to do you? I'd like for Jonah to do an ad now for Buff Homos too. Actually,
okay.
Are you interested in Buff Homos? If you are, check out buffhomos.com.
Pretty good.
Yeah, the flex.
Solid ads. Do you want to do one, Will, or would you feel left out?
I don't think I can top that. That's pretty good.
Yes,
I would join.
That's definitely toppable. I'll try one. Are you a homosexual? Are you thinking about becoming a homosexual? Have you ever had gay thoughts, or did you attend university and wish you experimented but didn't? Check out buffhomos.com to see the latest post from your local Buff Homos. What do you think?
That was really solid.
Pretty good. Good voice, too. I went for it for the voice. Okay. This next company I recently started... do you have a dog or a canine of some sort?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. We're going to do a test ad here, but then I'd like for you to make a real ad later with your phone that I could just crop it, post in here. It'll take you 2 minutes. It could be a short ad. This next company I recently launched is for dog owners.
Okay.
It's called canineaccredit.com.
Okay.
And you could go there and you can get an ESA letter, emotional support animal, a service dog certificate,
okay,
a therapy dog certificate, whatever you need. If you need to maybe
travel
or bring in a dog to your apartment that doesn't allow pets.
Oh.
Or you want to walk around with your dog at your favorite restaurant. You want to bring them into your restaurant and get a bite to eat, but you don't want to leave your dog behind.
Okay.
That's kind of what it's used for.
What's it called again?
Canineaccredit.com.
Okay. Are you going to do it?
No, this is for you. This is for you.
Canineaccredit. Is your dog your best friend? Do you often go places and think, man, I wish my best buddy was here with me? If that's you, then go to canineaccredit.com where you can get a emotional support animal verification certificate and many other things so that you can bring your best friend with you from your day-to-day adventures. Go to canineaccredit.com, discount code Sarah, S-A-R-A.
Pretty good.
Oh, that was good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Pretty good. You guys, did anyone get the motivation to want to try one? Will, you haven't done one. You haven't done one yet, Will. Okay, yeah, I wouldn't mind getting some diversity in the mix for an ad. If you want, you could be yourself, or you could pretend to be an African American male for this ad read. Whatever you're feeling.
I'll target the Asian demographic.
Okay, perfect.
If you're Asian and you have a dog, which if you're Asian, you have a dog, and it's normally small and white, and they always bring it everywhere, download a canine credit, because you'll be less annoying. Thank you.
All right. All right. I like Sarah's ad better. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie to you. What about you, Jesse? You have a canine accredit ad?
No, not really.
Okay. Participation. I have two written things from people asking for advice that I'm just gonna read.
Okay.
Hello. I need advice after I broke up with my baby daddy. I met this guy, he's 31. He got two kids. We've been dating for almost a year now. I knew he had a baby mama, but she doesn't stay with him. She comes to visit because she left him with the kids. I don't mind because I thought our relationship won't be serious. So now I'm in love with him. I just found out we got the same surname and he's practically married to his baby mama because he paid Labola for her. So I told him we should break up, but he doesn't want to lose me. He told me that he wants to end his relationship with his baby mama. I love him, but we have the same surname now. I don't know what to do. Please help.
Wait, what? What does the surname have anything to do with it?
I'm a little confused myself. Should I read it again?
Yeah, read it again. More. Read it again. I'm confused.
That made no sense at all.
Yeah, it was hard.
Are you sure this wasn't one of the voices in your head?
Yeah. Is that Wanda?
I think this is a woman. Yeah, it's a woman. Okay. Hello. Maybe you should read it because it's a woman, actually. Do you mind reading that? Yeah. That first one? Yeah.
Hello. I need an advice after I broke up with my baby daddy. I met this guy. He's 31. He got two kids. We've been dating for almost a year now. I knew he had a baby mama, but she doesn't stay with him. She comes to visit because she left him with the kids. I didn't mind. I'm sorry. It's like a run-on. It's all like... Did you make this up?
I did not write this.
I didn't mind because I thought our relationship won't be serious. So now I'm in love with him. I just found out we got the same surname. And he's practically married to his baby mama because he paid Labola for her. So I told him we should break up, but he doesn't want to lose me. He told me that he wants to end his relationship with his baby mama. I love him, but we have the same surname. Now I don't know what to do. Please help. That makes no sense.
Wait, Labola is their last name?
I have no idea what Labola is.
I should have proofread these prior to this.
Labola's what threw me off, too.
Labola took me to another dimension, dude.
Labola?
Labola.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. It's hard to give
maybe
advice.
Maybe Labola's the baby mama.
I don't know. Why did they have the same last name? And why does she keep calling it a surname?
It's funny the
juxtaposition.
Yeah, the juxtaposition of the broken English run-on sentences with the word surname. Baby mama and surname next to each other. My baby mama has the same surname.
You're like, wait, what?
So I looked it up on the internet. Labola. Labola is the practice of paying for a bride price. So it's like a gift. Usually it's in like Zulu nations where they'll give cattle for one's daughter.
So... he practically married to his baby mama because he paid Labola for her. Okay, so he paid for that wife, so he doesn't want to give it up because he's like, I gave a bunch of sheep for this bitch.
Cattle, specifically cattle.
Yeah. I gave a bunch of cattle for this hoe. Uh-huh. I don't want to give her up for you.
You know what they say, dude. A cow for a cow.
It sounds like, okay, I'll say this. It sounds like she really cares about this man and loves him. And it's your baby daddy, you know? So he has another baby mama. He likes to spread his seed. It was before he met you. I think you got to either be okay with it or give him an ultimatum. Say, hey, if you want to be with me, you got to drop the Labola bitch. But I don't think you should run away from this man. Sounds like you really care about him. What do you think?
I can't get over the surname with the... broken English. It really stumped me. It threw me. I feel like I have no idea who this person is. Giving them any advice just feels like it's coming from a place of like wanting to do the assignment when in fact I have no clue. This person's speaking in tongues.
I think that having the same surname is an advantage, especially if you're not actually related.
Like you've adopted surname now.
Having the same last name is helpful.
What are the odds that they had the same surname?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It just depends on where they're from.
Would you date someone with the last name Weinshang if you weren't cousins? You weren't related. You just met a Jeffrey Weinstein.
Weinstein? Weinshang.
Jeffrey.
No,
would you,
no,
date,
Jeffrey
would you
Weinstein.
Date a Jeffrey Weinshang?
Which is
pretty close. Yeah.
Jeffrey Weinshang, I don't think he'd be for me.
Jeff Weinshang. What if he was super hot and successful? He had a big house that he owned cash. he had I don't know, I think a it's dog weird. That was super I would be cute like, that loved your my, dog. Your dogs got along.
I would be in my head about it. Would you want to date a woman with the last name Manis?
Yeah. That's,
you that's know what? I've always wanted to date a girl named Ari.
Ari and Ari?
I don't know if that's like a narcissist thing that I want. To date a girl with my first name.
Same
first
name. Forever.
Yeah, but that'd be kind of fun. I don't know. Okay, I'll go on to the next one. So I recently saw on my partner's phone that he was watching porn.
Okay.
We both had boundaries set for a while about that we both preferred not watching it since we're in a relationship. But it happened. Now that I found out and we talked about it, I can't have sex with him. It made me insecure, disgusted with him and myself, and it just made me feel bad overall. The spark is there. We have a lot of love for each other, but every time he tries now, I just don't get turned on because of what I saw. He says he understands why I don't want to have sex with him now, but still, sad face.
What was the porn?
Didn't say, but it's probably, you know, normal porn.
I feel like, isn't it? I feel like it's unrealistic to think that your partner is only going to ever be turned on by you. And if they're not actually sleeping with somebody else in real life, then it wouldn't really bother me.
I agree. I think it's, even if you talk about it ahead of time, it's kind of, in today, with the internet and phones and the accessibility of pornography, it's just a little bit unrealistic that your partner is not going to watch it. Even if your partner says he doesn't watch it, there's a 90% chance he's watching it.
And also, like, if I wanted to watch porn, I wouldn't want to have to call my boyfriend and say, hey, I was thinking of watching porn. Do I have your permission? It's like, it's weird.
I agree. And the amount of pressure, here's what this is going to cause. The amount of pressure you're putting on him to not watch it, because now you won't have sex with him because he watches porn. So
he's
now
he's going to watch more porn.
Maybe
he's gonna double down on the porn.
He's either gonna double down, but even if he keeps it the same amount, he's gonna lie to you about it now. He's gonna say, oh no, I don't watch porn, because he doesn't want you to not be attracted to him. So because of your reaction to him, he is now gonna be less honest with you, and you have a less honest and open communication in your relationship, when you really should be accepting and say, hey, I know we talked about it. Yeah, it hurt my feelings a little bit, but I understand and I forgive you, and if we could try not to watch it anymore, that'd be great. But
and it's also like a self-worth thing, because why are you feeling insecure that he's watching this thing that turns him on?
Yeah.
When and he's still not wants acting
you.
On.
Yeah, and
he's
still
he's not cheating on you.
Not cheating on you. He's still trying to have sex with you. Now you're not giving him sex. It's going to make him watch more porn.
He's going to double down.
What do you guys
think? Well, I think the main concern is she has lost the urge to want to have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really about the rules that she's placed, but it's an inner personal conflict with her.
He's right.
And like,
that's true. That's deep.
She got the ick.
Yeah.
The ick from the porn.
Yeah.
How much is there a line where like this is too much porn? You're watching it every day.
Yeah, like if there's a if you're like heavily addicted to porn and like getting up in the middle of dinner to go jack off real quick, then I would say that's like you're a real sex addict, then that's a problem.
Yeah, or if you're not able, there's a lot of men who watch so much porn, they are not able to have sex with their partners. They can't maintain an erection because they just want porn. That's too much porn.
That's too much.
Yeah,
porn.
If you're late to work because you had to watch porn, that's too much porn.
I don't think the guy we're talking Sarah was about late though, to the podcast has a problem. Today. I don't think he has an addiction or anything.
Doesn't sound like it. Not based on that.
Seems like he's just a regular guy.
Yeah.
Seems like, yeah. I think she needs to be more understanding and forgiving of his situation. I also think, now this is where I'm going to get canceled. This is going to be the most controversial thing I've ever said. I think that she needs to have sex with him even when she's not in the mood. I think if you're in a relationship, you got to give your man what he needs.
Even if you're not in the mood.
Even if you're not in the mood. Sometimes.
That's why they make butter.
Yeah.
That's when the butter comes out.
What are your thoughts on that? I think that's a dicey conversation. That's more dicey than the N-word.
I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're in a relationship with someone and you're not necessarily like, oh, I want to fuck right now, but they want to, I would.
Yeah. Or maybe
not every
yeah,
time.
Not
though.
Every time.
Not every time. No.
Not every time.
If it's been a minute.
If it's been a minute, yeah.
Yeah, maybe do like a lingerie show for him and let him a and be his porn. Maybe that's what she should do. Hey, instead of watching porn, how about I give you a little pornography show, and then she could take out her lingerie and be his porn. That I that's what I'd want. If my woman doesn't want me to watch porn.
What type of porn he's watching. It could be some fucking crazy shit. It's like she has to get dressed up like a furry and come out. Then that's like too far.
I feel like she would have mentioned that. She would have mentioned if it was furry porn. I actually never watched furry porn.
Me either.
I'd like to.
Googling it immediately.
This one's for the guys. Do you all actually like it when a girl tells you that she likes you, even if she's not your type? Does it make you uncomfortable?
Oh.
You repeat the question.
This one's for the guys. Do you all actually like it when a girl tells you that she likes you, even if she's not your type, or does it make you uncomfortable?
So Sarah can't answer this one? Because it's for the guys?
She can still answer it, but it's for the guys.
It's for the guys. Some things are just for the guys.
It would be nice to hear that once in a while.
So you're saying it makes you feel good?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like guy or girl, it's like, oh, it's nice.
Yeah, I agree. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. When I went to Asia, everyone was like, wow, they're like very nice. But I was like, it's because they want the passport. I feel like.
Really? Yeah. You felt like every girl there was just trying to get a green
like,
card.
I would be like getting coffee and then just be staring at me or talking to me. And I'm like, wow, this does not happen in America.
Okay.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it myself as long as they don't keep doing it. So if a girl, like, let's just for my example, like I personally like fit women. So let's just say not my type. Let's say it's an obese woman.
Okay.
And she said, Ari, you're so hot. I want to mush on you. I'd say, oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you.
Mush on you.
Yeah, I mean, these are the compliments I get. You don't get that? Mush?
I don't know why, but I feel like a bigger lady would say mush on you.
Yeah.
Right. That's a mush.
You really got into the character there.
Yeah.
I want to mush on you.
So she's like, Ari, you're so sexy. I want to mush on you. Oh, thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. But yeah. Then if I, 30 minutes later, she goes, oh, I just want to mush on you. At that point, I am uncomfortable.
Well, the first one's friendly, and then the second one's
it's like a threat.
A hint.
Yeah.
Or she kept saying it the same way, like, Ari, I just want to mush on you.
It would be still, annoying.
Yeah, yeah, it'd get old really fast.
I know it's for the boys, but that would be annoying.
Yeah, you could do one every week or so. If I saw you once a week and every week she just goes, man, I really want to mush on you. Thank you. Like, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
But
if you're saying a week.
Yeah. If you're saying it multiple times a week, that's too much complimenting. So that's the thing, especially if it's not reciprocated. If I say thank you, fine. But if I don't say I want to mush on you back, I want to mush on you too. You got to drop it.
I want to mush on you, too.
You probably go through that a lot. I bet you a lot of, because, you know, you're a attractive woman. I bet you a lot of male comics friends probably.
Mush on me?
Or just compliment you and make you uncomfortable sometimes. Just the life of a woman, right?
Yeah, but the older I get, the more I'm like, it's kind of nice.
You like it?
Compliments are kind of nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Sarah, do you think it's appropriate to flirt with wait staff at restaurants, hostesses?
Appropriate in general or if you're in a relationship?
Well, last night someone told me that you can't do that because they're at their place of work. So I want to know if it's an appropriate
thing. Oh, you're saying they can't flirt back? I'm just a little
confused. No. As a guest at a restaurant, can I compliment a host or a server?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right.
Yeah.
What about a number on the receipt?
Yeah.
So it's all allowed.
I think so.
It's not like they're a lawyer in their office. And what you're like walking in and being like, good job with that.
What if it's a place you frequent all the time? If Jonah goes to this place twice a week, can he still flirt with the waitresses?
That's tough. Once a week.
Or waiters, I should say.
Well, I mean, if there's a vibe.
What if there's no vibe?
If there's no vibe and you just keep going in trying to force yourself on the wait staff,
at that point, you're
annoying.
A creep.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like once a week, you go in, can I mush on you?
A weekly, can I mush on you to the barista?
Is being a creep more accepted in the gay community? Jonah?
I don't think it's more accepted, but I think it's more frequent. It's probably pretty common for situations like we just discussed to happen.
I have more questions, but do you guys have any questions you want to ask Sarah before I get into the...
Oh, Sarah, I have a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw your clip about why don't comedians have their own fragrances?
Yeah.
Do you know if Amy Schumer like saw that joke?
I don't know if Amy Schumer saw that joke.
Do you think it would be awkward if you saw someone that you like made a joke about in person?
I think it would be a fine. I don't know. I don't know what it would be like to see Amy Schumer in person.
Especially if she, I haven't seen this joke, but if she's seen it.
If she's seen it.
I feel like so many people rip on Amy in horrible, mean, like really mean ways.
But she's that just she'd so be like, resilient. Oh,
and that's not even that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like.
I've never heard someone say something negative about her.
I think Tony Hinchcliffe did like 30 minutes on ripping her at one point.
He's got a chunk right now.
Yeah, so there's a lot of it. Any other questions for Sarah before I continue?
This is for you, for Sarah and Ari. But when you meet someone new for the first time, how long do you wait until you're like, I'm a comedian?
I wait as long as possible. I try to kind of skirt around it. They'll be like, oh, so what do you do? Oh, podcasts. And they'll be like, oh, what kind of podcasts? And then I'll be like, oh, just funny comedy podcast. And then it's always like, oh, you do comedy podcast? And then it's like, but I really try not to. Sometimes I'll just say writer.
Yeah, writer.
What have you written? Nothing.
Yeah, I'm the exact same. I try. I mean, if they follow me on the internet, it's impossible. If they are for friends on Instagram. But if I'm just meeting someone, yeah.
Or like an Uber, now I say sales.
Oh, right. Because they're like, I don't want to hear.
About sales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I definitely don't bring it up, but they usually can coax it out of me pretty quickly.
Or like the worst is when you get like when I'm in Austin and I get like a lift from the mothership, right. And it's like really late, and I'm like, oh, this could be weird.
Yeah, or they're like, oh, what are you up to? And I'm like going to work, and it's 9 at night or something, yeah. And they're like, oh, are you a waiter? And I'm like, no, and then they're dropping me off at a comedy club.
Yeah,
it basically just comes out.
Yeah.
Do you have any issues in your life that we could help you with?
I don't have any issues right now that I need help with.
Fucking liar. I'm going on a first date in about 2 hours. This isn't me. I'm reading. Okay. I'm going on a first date in about 2 hours. I haven't been on a date in a long time. We're going to a bar to play bingo. What should I do?
Bingo? How old are you? 70?
Update.
Yeah.
About an hour and a half after he was supposed to meet me, he messaged me saying he was stuck in an urgent meeting. Yeah, no, or maybe you are, but I don't care. He could have told me earlier.
Yes.
But whatever. I ordered the most delicious Big Mac pizza. What's a Big Mac pizza? And I will have leftovers for just me and nobody can drag me down. I'm not discouraged from giving the whole dating thing a shot. Wow.
Well, I don't think there's really a question.
When I heard about the Big Mac pizza, things got a little dark for me. Yeah. I was like, I don't think those things should be together. It's either Big Mac or pizza. The Big Mac pizza, she's not okay.
I mean. I didn't even know that was, did she buy a pizza and a Big Mac and put them together? How do you make a Big Mac pizza?
She went to the bar for bingo. He wasn't there. She said, fuck it, give me the Big Mac pizza. That's rock bottom.
I'm proud of her for, you know, finding the positive to the night. She goes, now I get all the leftovers and he doesn't get any. I was going to give him that leftovers.
Yeah.
Girlfriend said no to another dog. I want to get my puppo a friend. What should I do? Post pictures of puppos and friends so I can show her? Side note, yes, I have contemplated having her because who says no to another dog?
Well, I like how he says dog at the end, but the whole way through it's puppo.
Side note, yes, I've contemplated leaving her because who says no to another dog? Interesting.
Wow.
If a dog is that important to you, where you're even thinking about leaving her, you should leave her. Like if my girlfriend said no to a dog, I would choose her over any dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, especially it's also a hypothetical dog that you don't even have. Yeah, exactly. Have. It's not even a dog that you like fell in love with and you're like, I have this special bond with this dog. You just want a second dog.
Yeah.
You're kind of being greedy with the dogs. And also, is your house going to be that clean? Two dog household?
Yeah, one dog's enough. You already have one a pup. One puppo enough? How many puppos do you need? This is a real situation that happened to me all last week to tell you guys and get your thoughts on. So my girlfriend just moved to Austin. She bought a lovely house. I had my dad's 2000 Suburban shipped out there. I'm using it as my car in Austin, this old Suburban. Pretty cool.
Okay.
And I've been parking it on the street. Mm-hmm. And her street has a lot of ample parking. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, never an issue to find parking on the mm-hmm. street. It was garbage day. Mm-hmm. And so there were trash cans in front of her house still that I hadn't brought in yet. Mm-hmm. And her neighbor, two houses down, had already brought in the trash cans. So I just parked on the curb outside of her neighbor's house, which you're allowed to. It's an open street. Mm-hmm. Legally, I could park anywhere in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. About 4 hours later, we get a knock on the door. And I answered. She goes, hey, I'm the neighbor from two houses down. I go, oh, nice to meet you. And then she goes, I saw that your car was parked outside my house. I was wondering why. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the curb out here was full when I parked. So I just parked it down there. It was the closest open parking. And she goes, oh, do you think you could move it for us? And because it was my girlfriend's house, I said, yeah, no problem. And I moved it. But every ounce of me wanted to be like, I can park it anywhere. It's street parking. You don't own the street.
Yeah.
I didn't park it in your driveway. I parked it on the street.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that.
And why'd she need it moved so quickly?
I don't know.
She met the owner. You were a friendly guy.
Yeah, it was very Karen behavior, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Thoughts that you're right. She doesn't own the street.
Would you have done what I did, though, to keep the peace in that situation?
Yeah, but it would have been hard.
Yeah.
And I would have, and I'd be like, she's got, like, that's one strike. Like, if she keeps doing it, like, if
yeah, if she does anything else, like, I'm going off.
A third strike. Give her three.
Three? So she gets a one more crazy bitch behavior?
Well, yeah. She gets one more crazy bitch behavior. And she'll probably take it.
What do you think, Jonah?
I don't think it's appropriate, but I don't think she's that crazy, bitch. It's not that insane.
It isn't, but
she was friendly about it. She didn't, if she came over and was hostile from the start, mm-hmm. that's a real crazy bitch. But if she came over and was friendly,
but why does she not want the car in front of her house?
I got the vibe when she's like, why did you park it there? Like she thought I was spying on her, maybe. Mm. I don't know.
Maybe she was selling the home and the realtor was going to take photos of the house that day.
Then she should say that. If she goes, yeah, if you could just move it, I'm taking photos of the house.
No, that's she not said, what
oh,
it
she
was.
Did. She said an excuse. She goes, I have a son with his car and he didn't have anywhere to park or something like that. But there's tons of parking everywhere.
She just wants that spot for herself.
Yeah, she just wants that spot. Insane.
You should just keep parking there and then actually just spy on her and see what she does.
That's what I was thinking about doing next, is just doing it and making her come back and keep telling me and then go, oh, yeah, no worries. It was just
I think for the sake of your relationship, forget about it.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, you're right. Just got run off an interstate, and the first thing my significant other says after I tell him is, was it my car? How's the car? What do I do? So this girl ran off an interstate. She told her boyfriend about it, and he goes, was it my car? How's the car?
Yeah. That would be annoyed.
That's kind of a...
It's the first thing should be, are you okay?
Right. Now, it's definitely a red flag. Is it enough to break up with someone over?
No.
What kind of car?
Didn't say.
Not enough to break up, but it's definitely worth a conversation.
Yeah.
Talking about priorities.
Right.
But probably, I think it should lead to a breakup.
Think breakup when
not
over that?
Not necessarily, but I think that just shows a lot about his character, and he's not going to be a great guy.
He's right.
Like, that's a red flag.
But you're saying not enough to break up with someone. You're just saying a red flag.
It isn't, but I think there's going to be other red flags associated with this guy just from this red flag.
Like, his entire Instagram is just, like, photos of his car.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that would actually make it better. If he was obsessed with his car, that would make me more forgiving of him.
Or if he had a highly collectible classic Mustang or something.
Yeah, if it was, like, a 1993 Camry and he's concerned about the car, I'd be like, this guy's got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does make a difference. Okay, last one. Boyfriend asked if I would ever have a threesome. I said yes. He asked which way I would do it, and I said with two guys. He has been staring at the TV with his jaw clenched for 20 minutes now. He won't speak to me. What do I do?
She's typing this as he's clenching his jaw.
I think
he'll get over it.
Yeah, I think he'll get over it. What do you think? I think it's hypocritical
to ask
that question and only be okay with, I'll hook up with you and with another girl, but if she wants the reverse, for you to be mad about it. Want a threesome with two girls, but she's not allowed to want a threesome with two guys?
And the vibe in the living room's awkward, and he's just clenching his jaw, staring into space.
I was thinking that I think she could have been just playing a little joke, but the jaw clenching it's like he does not sound like a cool guy.
He's balling his fist up.
I could understand that making you jealous, but you asked the question.
And then say that makes you jealous.
And he asked which way would you do it.
Right.
He was trying to hurt himself.
Yeah. I'd say give him some time to cool down. Don't break up with him over it.
Walk him to the other room. Let him clench his jaw alone.
If it's the same guy who asked the car question, I think he's definitely got to go.
It's a different guy. Or lean into it more and be like, I'd have a gangbang. Threesome. I'd also like a gangbang with a bunch of guys.
Double down.
Yeah. Or if you really want to cheer him up, say, I'll call over one of my friends tonight and get two girls, and then you could fix it. I think these girls in general, women in general, always try to make it about them. Like, look at what my boyfriend did. Instead, lean into him being a little crazy and make him feel better and get a girl to come over.
No.
Please all
men.
You're
already pissed off at him.
Hashtag please all men.
Please all men.
Yeah.
I get up. I turn the table over. And then he said, hashtag please all men.
Yeah, I've been known to be slightly sexist from some people. Well, do you guys think I am?
No.
No?
No, you have, you're a girlfriend. You're like a supporter of feminism.
Yeah.
And that earring says you're down.
It says I am a feminist or?
Yeah, it says you're a feminist. That says I'm a feminist. I respect what women do so much. I did it myself.
And it says that I'm friends with black guys.
Yeah, and you hear their voices inside your head. Wanda's talking to you right now.
Oh, yeah, black women too. Wanda Sykes. I wonder if she's nice in real life. For some reason, I've never heard anything good or bad about her, but I picture her to be kind of like a little abrasive.
I've never heard anything about Wanda. Yeah.
In my mind, she's a bit abrasive.
She talks to me. You're so stupid. When Wanda talks to you,
she's just a little.
Pants that guy. That's like Wanda says.
She could be a little kinder.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to plug? Anything you're working on? You don't have your special done yet. Do you have...
When does this come out? Do we know?
I'm going to guess I'm going to guess a week.
A week, yeah. May 10th, This Bitch and Friends, the main room of the Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah. Netflix is a joke
Netflix
festival.
Netflix is a Very joke cool. festival. Come hang out with us. It's going to be so fun. And then May 16th, This Bitch and Friends in the main room of the Comedy Store.
2 weeks in a row?
No, the first one is
May 10th.
May 10th is the podcast, and then
got it.
The 16th is just a live show.
Still, that's two. Yeah. You're doing two main room shows, and
the first one's an OR show.
Still, you're doing two. You're producing two shows that you guys have to try and get people to come out for.
Yeah,
damn, that's props. That's gonna be cool. I mean, it's cool. It's scary.
It's cool. It's really scary. Yeah,
you'll be okay.
Yeah, and then June 20th as well. This Bitch and Friends, and then.
That one will be easy because you just had to do the two.
Two, yeah. And that's it. At Princess Shank for show dates. Princess like normal and then another S-H-E-N-K. This Bitch podcast on Mondays and Shank on Wednesdays.
And yeah, and I've been on her podcast, yes, I think two times. So check out those episodes as well. And also remember to come see me at the House of Comedy in Vancouver, Canada coming up. I'm going to be on the Netflix A Joke Festival opening up for Mark Normand. And check out canineaccredit.com for all your canine needs. We need a ESA certificate, service dog certificate. What was the last one? A therapy dog certificate. Check out canineaccredit.com. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless.
You're listening to
Unlicensed
Therapy with Ari Manis.
Ari Manis.